Radio Prague News. The culture minister has dismissed the head of the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra for poor management. President Václav Klaus on Friday met with the acting chairman of the Civic Democrats, Petr Nečas, and the man who physically attacked a Social Democrat politician at a rally could face years in jail. Culture Minister Václav Riedelbauch on Friday dismissed the head of the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, Vladimír Darjanin, over alleged poor management. The state of the Czech Philharmonic's finances has been a matter of contention for some time, with Mr. Darjanin accusing his predecessor in office, the said culture minister, of being responsible for the present problems. The ministry has also criticized the fact that Mr. Darjanin is involved in too many cultural activities, which allegedly constitute a clash of interests. The outgoing head of the Philharmonic Orchestra organizes the annual summer music festival Dvořák's Prague and is also on the board of a number of firms active in the field of culture. President Václav Klaus on Friday formally received the acting chairman of the Civic Democrats, Petr Nečas. It is his first official contact with a new party leader since he replaced Mirek Topolánek, who was forced to resign at the end of March over controversial comments about homosexuals and Jews. Mr. Nečas said the talks had focused largely on the need to reduce the country's deepening public finance deficit, which the president considered of the utmost importance. The officials also discussed the need for internal reform and party unity after a year of scandals and internal rifts. Mr. Klaus, who founded the party in the 1990s, formally left its ranks in 2008, claiming it had abandoned its original course. The man who physically attacked a Social Democrat politician at a rally will face a regular rather than fast-track trial and could face up to 6 years in jail. A spokesman for the office of the Brno state attorney said the attack was not being classified as a misdemeanor, as originally thought, but as an attack on a public figure, for which the ceiling is 6 years. The man, who was heavily intoxicated at the time of the incident, approached Social Democrat deputy leader Bohuslav Sobotka and punched him in the face, bringing him down. Unconfirmed reports suggest that the attack had nothing to do with the election campaign, but was reportedly the man's way of getting revenge for the rent deregulation that Mr. Sobotka had introduced when serving in the post of finance minister. Czech Radio's prime news channel Radio Journal claims that it has proof the Social Democrats are buying support for their leaders at public debates and election rallies. Radio Journal said two students had confirmed getting offers of 300 crowns to show vocal support for the Social Democrats and boo opponents at a debate broadcast by Czech Radio in the town of Ústí nad Labem. The Social Democrats have rejected the allegations as pure fabrication and in turn accused their main rival, the right-wing Civic Democrats, of paying people to come and disrupt Social Democrat rallies. President Klaus recently criticized the aggressive and hostile tone of campaigning ahead of May's general elections, urging parties to turn to real issues. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be cloudy to overcast, with scattered showers and day temperatures between 14 and 18 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.